Hi there. We couldn't get a hold of Kelly, so we called the next number on the contact sheets. We wanted to let you know we have Cheese here for you. He's hungry and a bit grumpy, but he is otherwise fine and ready for pickup. We're closing pretty soon, so I would definitely recommend coming to pick him up ASAP. Wouldn't want to start the new year without this little guy. Okay, wonderful, darling. See you soon.
Oh my god, I missed you so much. I'm going to kill you, you know that, right? But I love you so much, but you're in so much trouble. Oh my goodness, don't ever do that to me again. Thank you so much for picking him up. I am so sorry. Yeah, I was on the phone with my lawyer and it was not going well, and I completely missed their call. I'm really, really glad we put your number down, too. Yeah, my mom's out shopping or something. Oh, somebody. I don't know how. Maybe I got hacked or something. Somebody mailed a copy of the new Stormfeather book that I've been working on. That I swear I've only told two people in the whole world about it. It's you and my mom. Which also made my publisher really angry, but that's neither here nor there. Somebody printed out the whole entire thing and they sent it to Darkspell Publishing, which is just about the worst people they could have sent it to. They're this god-awful publishing company. They push out piles and piles of barely edited fantasy schlock, and oh my god, they're gonna make a killing off of Stormfeather. Oh, they're probably just gonna change the name and just... My publisher won't believe me that it wasn't me. Apparently, the head of Darkspell got an email ahead of time from my email address. I've looked at it since then. It doesn't look like me at all. It doesn't even have my signature on it. But it's from my email address, and it looks legit. And now they've got a paper copy. I just don't know. I don't know how someone could have stolen it. I don't upload it to any online storage sites for this reason. I only keep it locally stored for this reason. There was a whole thing a couple of years ago where I had been storing a very highly anticipated chapter online, and somebody hacked into my email account and they shared it everywhere, and it was this whole big thing, and I'd gone back to what I used to do when I was a kid. You know, I kept a little hidden copy and no one else could find it. Apparently, I was wrong. Someone can. And I'm driving myself crazy trying to figure out what to do and who else has it. Luckily, the Darkspell editor-in-chief couldn't help themselves. They had to call my publisher and let them know, and then he chewed me out. No, it couldn't be her. She barely even knows how to open an email. My mom is not a nice person. But she's not. I don't know, she's not a monster. She wouldn't do something like this. This could ruin my career. I don't think that she would I don't know. Well, yeah, she's been having money troubles, but even if she did, like, I've only been here for 2 days. How would she even get it to them? It doesn't matter. My number one priority right now needs to be getting a hold of Darkspell, which is proving really hard. And doing whatever it takes to get them to give up that manuscript. Well, yeah, I can definitely, you know, threaten legal action, but they've got the money to hire a big fancy lawyer, and I don't. So, well, not the way that they can. They can drag this thing out for years. In the meantime, it'll be on the shelf. Jeez. It's always getting into the trash. Get out of there. There's nothing in there for you. Sorry. Sorry, and sorry for dumping all of this on you. Oh my goodness. How are you? How did you sleep? Good. I slept really, really well. Sorry for getting all awkward there at the end there in the car. A meal of food. I swear to God, Kelly. Don't make fun of me. I'm already awkward enough on my own. Thanks again for inviting me to Christmas with your family. It meant a lot to me. And it was really fun. I always have fun when I'm with you. Do you think that when we go back home... Oh, jeez! Get out of there! What's got you so worked up? Oh, wow, he really wants it. Can you help me? Sorry. Yeah, there's something in his mouth. No, don't eat that. Whatever it is. Here, I'm gonna hold him. Just, is it paper? A cheese. Oh my God, is living on the street for 2 days made you, oh my God, some kind of feral animal. Cheese, let go. Ew, what is it? Like a takeout wrapper or something? Wait. Can you see that? It's a receipt. But I know this place. It's a shipping place. I do overnights. Probably the only place in town that would be open on Christmas. And look at what got mailed. What is my mom printing out that has 500 pages? Oh my God. What about it? It's time stamped. Yeah, that was when I was at your family's house for Christmas. And she obviously did all of this while I was gone. Oh my God, you're right. You guys were there. You saw me there. You can vouch for. There were so many people there. They can show that I didn't do this. If we can attach this tracking number to the manuscript. Oh my God. You're right. Okay. Okay, let's, ew, it's still wet. Okay, if I can take this, and then I can take the email. Do we have a receipt from lunch the other day? The email, the timestamp. We were at lunch together. Okay. Oh, perfect, yes. Okay, so I can show that I wasn't there when the email was sent. I mean, I could have sent it from my phone, but I mean, putting all of these things together, I think I can make my publisher believe me at least, and maybe get more of their help. Oh my God! Jeez, you're amazing! You're still in trouble. But you're also kind of a hero, so don't look so pleased with yourself. Yeah, you're so good. You're such a good boy. Thank you. I think that if you hadn't gotten it out of his mouth, he probably would have just chewed it to bits. Okay. Shit. All right, I need to pack my stuff. I don't want to be in this house for even one more second. I didn't think my mom was capable of something like this, but... maybe it's time I stopped thinking my mom wasn't capable of cruel things. I've let her push me around for a while. I think. Will you? I know this is so much to ask. And please feel free to say no. I mean it. Will you stay with me until I leave? No, I couldn't ask that. I'll book a hotel or something, but... Okay. Yeah, I would really like that. This is a lot to process, and it would be a lot easier if I wasn't on my own. Yeah, I mean, there's not much to pack, but if you want what might be your last shot to see my childhood bedroom, yeah, come on in. this is my old room. My mom's put away most of my old stuff, but kept most of the... Yeah, that's a lot of swords. I don't know, I liked drawing them, collecting them. My mom hated it. Did I ever tell you that I used a fence in high school? Didn't last very long. My mom said it wasn't ladylike, but I kept sneaking out after school a couple of times just to watch everybody practice. I wouldn't say I'm good, but I look like I might know what I'm doing. I got back into it when I started writing Stormfeather, because I really wanted the way that I wrote her battles to sound semi-realistic. Fencing isn't, like, combative. Sword fighting would be in a fantasy novel, exactly. There's not nearly so many rules, but it's a good basis for knowing how people move their feet. What might be advantageous? Anyways, yeah, I just have my clothes out and my laptop's in the living room. Oh my gosh. This is vengeance for last night. Yep, that's a photo of me. Ooh, those braces were not flattering, but... I look cute the way that, like, a bug looks cute, I think, in this picture. Oh, that? That is a tape recorder, which is aging me, just looking at it. When I would have too many ideas at once, I would sit down and I would try to write, and it was like my brain would get tangled up like spaghetti. So I used to record my ideas. And then I'd theoretically go back to them later and write down everything that I talked about. I'm surprised that this thing's even still here. I'm sure that there are some real winners on here. I seem to remember some sort of vampire romance at some point. Yeah, you're right, I could have cornered the market. That's my desk. Sometimes I would write on it. That's why there's so much. Oh god, I forgot that I used to write poetry on there. No, it's not mine, it's Shakespeare. Sonnet 23. Yeah, it's because I wrote over it so many times. I liked it so much. Whenever I'd feel it very intently, I'd write it again. I'm pretty sure I still have it memorized. Are you fine? Yeah, check me. As an imperfect actor on the stage, who with his fear is put besides his part, or some fierce thing replete with too much rage, whose strength's abundance weakens his own heart, so I, for fear of trust, forget to say the perfect ceremony of love's rite. and in mine own love's strength seemed to decay. Or charged with burden of mine own love's might. Oh, let my books be then the eloquence and dumb presagers of my speaking breast, who plead for love and look for recompense more than that tongue that more hath more expressed. Oh, learn to read what silent love hath writ. To hear with eyes belongs to love's fine wit. It's about someone who's I've always interpreted it as someone who their lover thinks that they don't love them anymore because they don't say it as eloquently or as often. And so they're saying that they're getting shy, that they're getting scared, that they don't always have the best words to say. But it doesn't mean that they don't feel it very, very deeply. And they're asking that person to understand what they're trying to say, even if they can't yet say it out loud. Shit. She's home. The receipt, my laptop. No, I'm not gonna pretend like I don't know. I'm gonna confront her. I'm angry, but she's my mom, and I want to believe still that there's somehow I can talk to her. I have to try. Can you just, can you grab Cheese so he doesn't bolt? He might run if she starts yelling or anything. Thanks.
Hi, Mom. I'm home. I just got you the most darling gloves. I have the same pair. You'll like them. Oh, your friend is here. Hello. Oh, you found the cat.
I know what you did.
What are you talking about, Kelly? I got you the most incredible Christmas presents. Guilty.
I found the receipt you got for mailing my manuscript off. Overnight shipping on Christmas Eve. Cost you an arm and a leg. Kind of crazy for someone who claims to be hurting for money.
Rummaging through the trash?
And the email that you sent from my account. I guess I should have made my laptop password harder to guess. Maybe that was funny.
Email? What's an email? I don't even know how to send an email.
Well, we figured it out somehow. It's full of typos, and you sent it 4 times. Can't even impersonate me well.
Kelly! Dear.
You're lucky I don't take legal action.
You wouldn't dare.
I would. I should.
I'm your mother.
And I'm your daughter. How could you do this to me?
Oh, Kelly, it's just money. It's not like you weren't going to get it published eventually anyway.
What?
I'll split it with you. 50-50. 60-40, even. Darkspell's gonna pay you so much better than your old publisher ever would have. So come on, let's stop being upset. And why don't I hear a thank you? for looking out for you, for looking out for both of us.
I feel so sorry for you.
What?
You're so wrapped up in yourself. You really, truly don't see anyone else around you, do you? It's not that you don't see that you're hurting me. I always used to think it was that. But it's not. You do. You do see it. It's just that you really believe with all of your heart that you're the good guy. And that it's for my own good. And that is why I am never, ever gonna get through to you. I'm never gonna be understanding or accommodating or forgiving enough to make you change. I'm gonna go. Don't call me anymore. You'll still get your 20% like we agreed at the beginning. But I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Kelly! Kelly, look at me! Kelly? Kelly, get back here this instant! Kelly! Maybe you'll pay attention if I'm holding this.
Put my laptop down. You've done enough.
Since it's the only thing you care about?
Put it down.
No. You know what? I've had it up to here with your spoiled behavior, young lady. You're so ungrateful. Do you know all the sacrifices I had to make to give you a good life?
He gets really upset.
And this is the thanks I get. All for trying to improve our lives.
No, fuck.
Smash this stupid thing.
Jeez, no!
Get away from me, you disgusting... Oh!
It's drugs, right? Like, it's drugs that your mom puts in this hot chocolate, because I have not been able to stop drinking whatever it is since I got here. Thanks.
Ooh. Hey, little buddy.
Are we gonna be able to see the fireworks from here? No, I... Right here's perfect. Get to sit next to you. Got cheese in my lap. Ringing in the new year with just two beings who I care really deeply about. Got me something. You don't have to. What do you get me something for? You've already done so much for me. I mean, there's the obvious. You know, going all superhero and catching my laptop before it hit the ground. Therefore, preserving the only evidence that I own that book.
Cheese was just trying to help. You were just trying to help.
You shouldn't have bitten her so hard, though. Yeah, she's fine. I'm only communicating with her through her doctor right now, and he said she's okay. Her ego is just bruised. Still, between that and you being quick enough to think of bringing that tape recorder out while she was yelling all those things. You You're my hero. Sincerely. Oh yeah, you better believe I've got 10 copies backed up at this point. I'm thinking about backing it up to a few other places. Maybe another external hard drive. I am never letting that happen again. Okay. What is it? Let me see. Wow. This is so pretty. I don't even want to write in it. It's... You already wrote in it? You're not supposed to write in a notebook that you give to somebody. The front page? Okay. Okay. Out loud. All right. Dear Kelly, do you know how weird it is to read a letter to yourself? All right. Okay, fine. Yes, I'm reading. Dear Kelly, this is for you to write the next chapter of your story in. A story that I would very much like to keep being a part of, if you'll have me. I was thinking about the sonnet, the one that you wrote on your desk. And so I started reading through a bunch of Shakespeare sonnets, and holy shit, he wrote a lot of them. He did! There was the Summer's Day one, which I've seen in greeting cards. And it didn't seem right. Because you are beautiful. Aww! But I found this one, and I looked up a couple of articles about it online, and it's supposed to be about... You went and read Poetry Analysis? And it's supposed to be about loving the person inside as well as outside. I'm not a poet. So I thought I'd let old Shakes do the talking. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no. It is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks. You underlined that one a lot. But bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no human ever loved. I love you too. I miss you. I hate that we're gonna have to travel back and we're gonna be separated again. But you're right. It's just hours and weeks. and I can come up and see you. I want to. I want to. Yeah, I want to go on a date with you. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I've been trying to say this all week. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. This is perfect. come here. I love being next to you. Yes, you too, Cheese. My goodness. Oh, they're doing the countdown. What? Why are you looking at me like that? A kiss at midnight, huh? How can I say no?
And that's the story from start to finish. I still think it's so cute that you guys asked for this one. Well, living apart didn't last very long. I ended up moving up to where they were, and the rest is history. And now, my wonderful, wonderful partner is in the kitchen waiting for me to be done with this stream so that we can eat food. They've been really patient, so I'm gonna head in there and I'm gonna go have some, I think, spaghetti? Thanks so much for joining me, Feather Friends, and I'll see you for the launch! Don't forget, you're brave, you're strong, you can do anything. Okay? Alright. See you guys next week!